I'm here with head coach Jim Harbaugh. And, coach, it's crazy to think we're already at the NFL scouting combine, such a short off season. But I know the scouts went right to work right when we got back from New Orleans. I mean, how proud are you? How proud are you of those guys? Just how quickly they got to work after things ended there.
Well, good. It's you know, there's still a lot of work to be done, and Trent would say the same thing. Definitely are pretty far along too, and that's good. So you know, this would be another piece of the puzzle.
Is this a pretty fun piece of that puzzle for you, just getting to know some of the guys and a lot of the guys you're already familiar with, Zach Ertz, Chase Thomas, some of those guys, and just maybe you have some familiarity too, just from your days in the Pac-10, Pac-12.
Oh, and recruited. You know, a lot of these guys are now coming through that we recruited. They might have gone to other schools, but sure do remember recruiting them and got some good memories of that. But it's very exciting because you start to champion guys. You start to really like guys, and then you want to meet them and find out more about them, and you get the opportunity to do that here. You know, you get to have interviews with them. You get to meet them. You get to watch them compete in various on-field skill events and weightlifting you know, how high they can jump, how far they can jump, you know, how fast they can run. So it's you get to know them better, and this is an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, Robert Woods, one of the guys that you competed with there at Stanford, he said he met with you this week, and that you were still mad at him for not coming to Stanford.
Still mad at him. You know, I'm like an elephant. I never forget. And I might have mentioned that to Robert, but he's really done a wonderful job, and he came out of the school Sara in Southern California, and they had five phenomenal players that we wanted to get to Stanford, and not a one of them came to Stanford. And it's neat to see him head following him. He's doing so well, and you know, you sometimes paths cross again. You know, sometimes life is that way. So it was great to see him last night and watch him compete this weekend.
And can you also just talk about the progress your team, the 49ers, made this season, obviously taking another step forward, getting to the Super Bowl, and a lot of guys really came into their own this year. Great season by Colin Kaepernick, Michael Crabtree, some of those guys. Mm-hmm.
So many things, so many great performances, so many great victories. You know, when I look back, and the thing that jumps out at me is the effort of the players, plus, all season long. And so many other things, just to make up who they are and their togetherness and how hard they work and their focus on winning. And, you know, you attack today like it's a new day, and what can we do to, you know, improve? Mm-hmm. And so the paw's back in the ground, it's scratching and, you know, going forward, forging ahead.
And I hadn't got a chance to talk to you since I saw you out at the
pro-am. There, but that's really how I feel, you know. I could hear myself saying them, but it's really, you know, all those things are true. They're really how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, about your time at the pro-am. You got to play with Jason Day, and you were in the hunt right until the very end there.
Yeah, well, Jason Day is a phenomenal player, and he's just an even better guy. What a genuine, down-to-earth, good person. I will be a lifelong fan of Jason Day, just because of just how great of a guy he is, and his story, you know, and how he became a golfer at 3 years old. His dad found a club in basically a garbage dump and brought it home, and he started swinging it. So really, can't say enough about that part of the experience, and the folks down there at Pebble Beach, they're really classy, good people. And just to be around some of them and mingle with them and meet them is really neat. The other thing that was great was the San Francisco fans. Mm-hmm. There's 49er fans, there was Giants fans, and they just couldn't have been nicer and more supportive about the team and their excitement for the players and for the season we just had and the season that is already coming up. So that was great interacting in that way as well.
Really hadn't touched the clubs in a year. I mean, you were really moving the ball around the course.
Well, thank you. Did you see all the shots, or would you just
I'm picking out a few. There was a few good putts. You had a good sand shot too. On I think it was either 14 or 15 there at Pebble in the final round too.
Yeah, I got a lot of practice at the sand, and especially the first 2 days I was really good, and it was just hitting and hoping, and I was getting really lucky. And then the third and fourth day I didn't do so well. I was hoping, and it wasn't as lucky, but. That's it, really. That'll be the end of the golf, because golf just takes too much time for my liking.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.